Welcome to Shomach Shav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lo Nishmas Haim Biakav Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Metzia Daf Tes. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph says that there's a concept, Ein Darkon Shibnei Adam. People don't do things a certain way, and therefore does not work as a kinyan. So says the Gemara, Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahano, Hamagbia Arnike B'Shabbos, someone who picks up a wallet on Shabbos, people usually don't pick up wallet on Shabbos. It's usur to pick up an intrusive rabbi. So achinami de lekoni, so you won't be koini because that's not the normal way. And the Gemara proves from here, the ovad de koni. People do it, and that it does work as a kinyan. So the Maariz Chayes asks a question. He says, we know what the Gemara in Tumura brings, the Shita of Rava, that called mil sedom achmona loisavit, anything the Torah said not to do, Rav Shita says, if the Torah says not to do something and you do it, it won't work. Because if the Torah says not to do it, that will prevent the thing from happening. So asks the Baal Chayes, if a person is picking up a mitzvah on Shabbos, he's over Isser, he debates if it's a deraisa, it's a derabanan, but he's over Isser. If he's over Isser, he should not be koine. The Gemara says, k'davar pashut, that for sure, why is he koine? It's something you're not allowed to do. So there's a few answers that brought down on this question. The Maariz Chayes himself brings an answer. He says, really, shach and chosh mishpit, simon reish chet, sivkot and base. That anything, that the problem is not the actual maise. Maise itself is not usur. It's only the timing of the maise. So then we don't say that Rechmona said not to do it. Meaning, picking up an item from Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to do it during the week. The only time you're not allowed to do it is on Shabbos. So you may lay, you write on Shabbos, this Maise is Usur. But because this Maise is only a time-bound issue, so then the Maise itself does work. And similarly, he says, the Nerei Debi Yudin is Sefer Dogel Mervov on Yerideo Simen Yudalef. That a person who shechts on Shabbos, the Shechita is a good Shechita, says the Dogel Mervov, why? Because it's something that you could have done not be Usur. You could do it during the weekday. So it's only usur because of this day, because of Shabbos, that doesn't make it a maisa, which doesn't work. Rav Kivi Eger speaks about this question in a few places. One of the places is, and the Tshuvas Madur Kamo Simen Kuv Choftes. And there he brings two answers to this question. Answer number one is, the when do we say, whatever the Torah says not to do, doesn't work, is if you say it doesn't work, so nothing happened. For example, the Gemara in Tumur speaks about someone who goes and does a Tumur. He exchanges an animal which is Kodesh with another animal. So if we're holding there that it doesn't work, the Pshat is, the Torah said not to do it. So if a person does it, it won't work. So nothing happened over here. If the Torah says not to do something, and in Echnam it's not effective, so whatever the person intended to do will not happen. That's when we say, Kol mil sedom achmon lo yisavid avid lo mehani. But if whatever the bad thing that has to happen will happen anyway, it's just a side thing that you want to prevent that we don't do. And that's over here. Over here, this person is picking up a mitzvah on Shabbos. If you say that the kinyan doesn't work, is it still over in Isser Shabbos? Yes, because he picked up something from Shusar Rabbi. So he did do a Maise Shabbos. So the Maise Shabbos will be done anyway. You're saying the kinyan works or does not work, that will not affect the Maise. So that's why I don't say that the Maise it is not effective. Meaning, what Rav Kivi Eger's first answer is, that the idea of kol mil sed ovid v'achmona ovid l'me'ani is a preventive measure. As if the Torah says, how do I make sure you don't do something wrong? I will say that whatever you did doesn't work. But if anyway you'll do something wrong, I don't say that. But then Rav Kivi Eger says another answer. This answer is also brought down in the Nei Debi Yudin, the Tshuvas, and Evan Hezer, Simen Kuv Chavtes. And the answer is, whatever the Torah specified clearly not to do, so then if you do it, it's not effective. But if the Torah did not specify clearly, it just said a general iser, then it's not going to stop something from being chal. So say, the pshat is, when we have iser Shabbos is lo yisaseh kol melacha. It's a iser klali. Don't do melacha at all. It's not specific for every melacha. This ties in very nicely to this week's parsha. In the beginning of parsha's Vayakel, there's one melacha in Shabbos that Torah specifies. Lo yisevaru eish b'chol moshri seichem b'yom ha-Shabbos. Don't light fire. So the Gemara already asks, why is Eish stand alone? And the Gemara gives drushas, what is it coming to teach us? The Ramban in the beginning of this week's parasha says, based on the Medrash, that the Pashup Shat, what is coming to tell you, is you would think that maybe you can cook in Shabbos like you can cook in Yom Tov. It's coming to tell you, not only you can do any Malach in Shabbos, also cooking, also Echel Nefesh, not allowed to do. It's really part of the generic Isser. Don't do any Malacha, even Meleches or Echel Nefesh. So Shabbos is a Isser Kloli. Isser Kloli, you don't say, Yovid Loi Mehani. And Kivege goes on to explain a little bit more. Because we know that part of the details of the Isser Kloli will happen. For example, the Torah says not to build a house. If a person builds a house, is the house built? Yeah, obviously. So part of the Isser Loi Sasa Malacha cannot affect the building. So also it can affect things that have to be chal, like a kinyan. Because part of it is going to happen anyway, so also this part will happen. Maybe you can add a little bit more al pi machshava. Because part of the idea of kol milsa d'ovid omar achon l'savid, yovid loy mehani, the reason why it doesn't work, is because istakel b'raiso b'ra alma, because Baruch Hu created the world based on the Torah. Whatever is prohibited in the Torah, so to a certain extent, it doesn't exist here in the world. If the Torah specifies clearly, this is usur, so this thing doesn't exist. But if the Torah doesn't specify something specific, just as in general, melachah should not be done, then you don't consider that to be not written in the Torah, or written in the Torah as something which is not here, to say it doesn't exist in the world. So to summarize, we have three answers why someone picks a mitzvah in Shabbos, there's a kinyan. Either because doing a kinyan is not also always only on Shabbos, or because saying there's no kinyan will not prevent the isra of Shabbos, or because it's a isu klali and not a isu prati. All the Maram Mekoymes are in the attached source sheet. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshova email list to Hotsuko, please email shomachshova@gmail.com.